8:00 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon, everybody. This is The Hard Line. And today we're doing Ask The Hard Line. We will commence with that momentarily. Right now, we have to finish our double Jeopardy round of Ask The Hard Line Jeopardy.
What does that guy want? What? Look at that. Gosh.
Now, as for our scores, Glenda and Michael Black need to be hunting a little consistency themselves. Glenda at minus 400, Michael Black at 1,800, and they are chasing Joe Michael, who's been very impressive in this round so far, making a route of this thing, pretty much ran the theme song category, and he is in the lead at 5,300, and not only are you in the lead, but I do believe you do control the board, do you not?
I believe so. So let's go to failed past shows and hosts for 200.
All right. The most hated man to Glenda.
Who is Rocco Pendola.
You're bored.
Okay, let's go same category, 400.
400,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Billy Tubbs' favorite, the higher...
Joe Michael.
Who is Chuck Cooperstein?
That's correct.
Beep. Could we have burnt segments for 200, please?
The lyrics to what song inspired a hardline year one cottage industry? Michael?
What is the Edmund Fitzgerald?
Very good. You're in control.
It's got to have failed for 600.
First female talk show host.
I believe it was Joe Michael. Okay.
Michael.
Who is Jennifer Smith?
That's correct.
That's correct. We would also accepted the devil.
The devil?
Yeah, we would accepted that.
Craig Miller's ex-girlfriend. Failed for 800.
Host of the Honey Hole.
Joe Michael.
Who's Bob?
I need more. Need a surname.
Dang, it was Big Bucks and Big Bass with Bob.
Bob?
I don't know. Bob Hunt?
Glenda? Michael?
Mm-mm.
Bob Hood is the answer we're looking for.
Bob Hood.
Remember, talk big bass and big mm-hmm. bucks with Bob. Hood, that is. Michael.
Failed for 1,000.
Ding, ding.
Michael, you have found the first daily double. All right, now you can bet. You have 2,600. You can bet all of it or part of it.
Let me ask a question. If I refuse to answer, do I lose also?
Yes.
Okay, so let's just add. Let's go 1,500.
All right, 1,500.
Or never.
The original ticket weekday lineup with times from morning to night.
Who is Skip Bayless from 6 to 9? Who is Kurt Menefee from 9 to 11? Who is the hard line? Mike Reiner and Greg Williams from 11 to 2. Who are Dunham and Miller from 2 to 5? Who is Chuck Cooperstein from 5 to 7?
That's right.
No, that's wrong.
That would be incorrect.
Oh, man.
Anybody else get a shot at that?
No.
No.
That's the Daily Double.
You know, you had it except for one thing.
The very last one.
5 to 8.
5 to 8.
Yes. Oh, I thought you had it nailed, Michael.
My bad.
That cost you 1,500 big ones there. All right. Score-wise, Joe Michael now with 4,900. Michael with 1,100 and Glenda at minus 200. Michael, you're still in control.
Let's go to Potpourri for 600.
Potpourri for 600. The only Hall of Famer to cuss on the air at the ticket.
Glenda.
Oh, the quarterback. Oh, who is, I can't think of his name. Sorry, his name.
Joe Michael.
Who is Johnny Unitas?
Johnny Unitas.
All right, how about Hardline Crew for 200?
You have found the next Daily Double, Joe Michael. Now, you are sitting at 5,500. You can wager all of it or part of it.
Go all for right. it, Joe Michael.
Come on, Joe Michael.
I'm going to hope that a 200-point question is not going to be too bad, so I'm going to go with 2,000.
2,000, all right. Ticket day winner, an original board op of both the Hardline and Dunham and Miller.
It's one of two guys.
He's going with a Stanford pose.
Was it Cactus Pryor? Who is
Very
Cactus
good.
Pryor?
Very good. Outstanding. Steve Cactus Pryor. All right, $2,000 puts you up to 7,500, and you're still in control.
All right, how about Hardline Crew for 400?
The Wild Jewish Platy.
Who is it, Cat? Joe Michael.
Who is Kevin Expo Fox?
That's correct.
All right, you're getting smarmy now. I hear smarminess in your voice. You're
getting smarmier. I can get smarmier than that. I'm just being polite.
I'm about to bring my brother in here, and we're going to whip your ass.
In that case, I forfeit, because they're pretty big. All right. How about burnt segments for 400?
Burnt segments for 400. Favorite subject matter of guys' night out roundtables.
Who was it, Cat?
I think it was Michael Black.
What are grooming issues?
That's correct. Michael?
Potpourri for 800.
Potpourri for 800. Don't spring this on the hammer.
Michael Black.
What is Mexican food?
That's correct. Michael?
Potpourri for 1,000.
Hardline phrase often used to pacify callers. So, Michael?
What is, we'll take that under advisement?
That's correct. All right, scores. Joe Michael now at 8,900. Michael at 2,300. Glenda, minus 800. Joe Michael, it's to you.
All right. How about Hardline Crew for 600, please?
The Raging Sexual Fury.
Okay, the buzzer, Joe Michael.
Who is Mark Folliwell?
That's correct. Go ahead.
Let's close out Hardline Crew with 1,000.
Actually, you still have 1,000 if you want it, but we still have 800.
No, let's go to 800 then, sorry.
Okay. Which current or former Hardline Crew member has served longest with the Hardline?
Ooh.
Michael Black.
Who is Jeff Catlin?
Correct. The Catman.
Hardline Crew for 1,000.
The board op who first made the drop a regular part of the show.
Joe Michael.
Who is Danny Miles?
That's correct.
Very good.
All right, let's see what's left. Burnt segments, 3 in burnt segments. Go ahead, Joe Michael.
All right, let's go with burnt segments for 600, please.
This happened every day at straight up 1 o'clock during the hard...
Joe Michael.
What is fax fodder?
That's correct.
All right, burnt segments for 800.
This relatively new feature is always good for burning a segment or random voting.
Michael Black.
Michael?
What is spinner's pair?
Ooh, sorry. Joe Michael?
What is rolling screenless?
What is rolling screenless?
Boy, was that smarmy.
And finally...
I learned it off from Reiner.
The pause to end... The verbal pause to end all verbal pauses. The verbal pause that refreshes... Joe Michael?
What is, you know?
That's correct.
Might as well pick up an extra grand while you're at it, Joe Michael.
All right, so that concludes the round of Double Jeopardy. Joe Michael is making a route of this thing with 12,900. Michael is second at 2,300, and Glenda at minus 800.
Johnny, you're not. Oh, boy.
Oh, that killed you.
I know it. I couldn't think of it.
Well, Michael Black had a chance to get back in it, but, boy, you messed up on that. You had them everyone right. I thought you were in.
I was sweating bullets on this side of the table.
Kind of like playing Jeopardy against God. I'm just happy to be on the positive side of the board.
I'm on distance against that one.
Now, let's just see if Joe Michael's got any guts.
All right, we're about to play Final Jeopardy here. So, let's see. Do we tell them the category first?
No. Okay. Yes, we do tell them the category. And then they make their bets, and then we give them...
Yes, okay, we're going to give them the category. Then they're going to write down... They all have pieces of paper and pens. They're going to write down their bet and their number in the allotted time, and then we will have our winner.
All right. The category is numbers. So write down your bet on numbers.
And please use a cover sheet.
Yes, use a cover sheet.
I can bet at a minus.
How much? Yes, sure.
You can bet up to $1,000.
Sure, you can bet up to
$1,000. $1,000. What's the limit?
Go ahead and bet $1,000.
Yeah, bet it all, Glenda, bet it all.
Yeah, I'll let it all hang out there.
All right, everybody got their bets made?
Yep.
Okay, listen closely to the question. You will have 30 seconds to answer. The ship's bell heard during the Hardline intro rings how many times?
Locked in, right?
Ready to go with this? All right, Glenda, you're bringing up the rear at minus 800.
How much did you bet?
$1,000. Okay, and your answer is?
Seven.
That is correct. That brings you up to plus 200.
Yeah, I'm going to
Michael Black, Sitting at 2,300. How much did you wager?
2,200.
2,200. And your answer is?
I said what it's for.
That will take you down to 100. All right, Joe Michael, you're sitting at 12,900. How much of that did you wager?
Well, I could have taken Hammer's Challenge and bet with a lot of guts, but I think I've learned from Cliff Clavin. I bet 7,100. And I was wrong, because I said, what is five?
Ah, the correct answer is seven. That takes you down to 5,800, but still a pretty solid flacking all the way around. You are at the Hardline Jeopardy champion, Joe Michael, with 5,800 points. Glenda?
Yes. You came in second.
We need to recap everybody for people that had bets on Trifecta. So recap everybody's score, in other words, please. 2000, Texas.